Welcome, everybody. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. Calling to order at 5:01. Meeting is being audio recorded. Reviewing the agenda, we have a trail license agreement discussion that we have to add on here for the Trail Bridge property. Letters in front of you. I think everybody has that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And while we're talking about the warrants, in the appointment, we've got to make some, have a discussion about the warrant, the elimination of an article that was presented by the planning board. We're going to talk about that. And that'll be during our warrant discussion with the appointment with Eric and Mary, who will be coming.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, like at 6 o'clock, we have FERCOG rep coming in to go over the proposed charter changes and give us handouts, maybe?
Hopefully.
What else? Other things to the agenda. We've got some other business, do some salt shed update. We're going to end up having to push all this stuff forward. We're going to run out of things. So we're going to move all the other business up front. anything else that isn't listed? Will? Elisa?
No, thank you.
Elma?
No.
Do I have it all? Okay.
So
the first item we have is reviewing some minutes that we can stay on track here. So we're looking at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. Elisa?
I got nothing. I tried really hard, but I got nothing.
Will?
Same thing.
Me too.
I went over it, and over it, and over it.
Really gonna
I was trying
through things. We all sitting here for a while.
I read one sentence a couple of times. I'm like, I'm gonna let it go.
All right, before he makes anything, can I have a motion to approve the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025?
So
as
moved.
Submitted.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa,
Will I.
Rob and I. All right. Public comment. Do anybody have anything they'd like to talk about outside of our topics that are coming?
No.
No? 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 Okay. All right. Wow. We're going to really be looking for stuff. We might be telling stories later. No, we'll come up with stuff. All right, let's do salt shed update. We're moving all this up. We're moving all the other business up while we kill an hour. Salt shed update. So, you haven't heard anything else back from Ironhorse, have you?
I have not.
Okay, you got some.
I have a couple of updates from Tyson.
Okay.
Well, he said they got the trees cut that were needed to come down that's in back of the current salt shed.
Yep.
And they went back there to try to scoop up the dirt and rock that needs to come out. And it's still too soupy.
Mm-hmm.
So not time to do that yet.
Yep.
However, they did get the trees cut and they're ready to go do that. He said he's pretty certain that the fire department is all set in terms of getting out what they wanted to get out.
Okay, that's good.
He's going to double check with Nick, but he's pretty sure. He also said that when it comes to the wall of the EOC that is right against the fire garage wall, that the fire department, he's pretty sure the fire department wants to tear that out by hand, just because it is attached to the wall of the garage. And so they would go about doing that. And I don't know, there's you know, he has a good idea of everything else that needs to happen. Like they need to get an electrician in to cut whatever live wires are in there.
What's gonna happen where the door is that goes? Does he have a plan for where, what's, is there gonna be an infill there? Are we just leaving the door that goes from the EOC
into the garage?
Garage?
Nick had actually spoken to me about that. They're basically gonna concrete block it up.
Who's they?
The fire department, it sounds like, the way Nick was explaining. I may be incorrect, but he was talking to me about it.
From the outside? On the outside, concrete block?
Yeah, 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 because it's concrete block construction, I believe the building is. Slowing it down, obviously, is the wiring, no one wants to touch it right now.
Right, right.
There's a switch right on the door jamb, and, you know.
Yeah.
Were you talking about the door that leads into the highway department, or into the garage?
Into the.
Fire garage.
Fire garage.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the old EOC to the.
This is where. Yep.
Yeah, I think we should check on that, see if we have to find somebody for that, or if, I find it hard to believe the fire department's doing it themselves, but they may have someone that I don't know.
Maybe I misunderstood, but that, that was.
Well, sometimes they, you know, lacking in people, volunteers, so I don't know, maybe they have someone, which would be great, but if not, we're gonna have to put that on our plate.
Correct.
Okay.
Jumped into my head, that's what I was curious about. Now, last week we started talking about the propane tanks, right? And we left it by saying that we were assuming the best, most, or I should say the most cost-effective for the town move forward was to try to come up with the upfront cost for those two tanks, which was option one. So, and I said I'd check the math again. It is still the most cost-effective by just under $1,000 a year for 3 years. With the $4,000 gallon minimum, it's even more of a savings because Hilma did the math, got us the gallons, and it's only, it's, we don't do 4,000 gallons a year. We did 3,000 gallons between the two facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If I take that and put that number in there, it's over $1,000 a year. And so, it's still in our best interest to come up with that upfront money.
So after 3 years, it's a 4,000 gallon minimum, right? For that first option?
If you do, no, for option two is the 4,000 gallon, but I use that number as my number to make the difference between option one and option two.
No, I understand.
There is already a savings. So
okay.
There's more of a savings.
To buy it
up front and not, and just pay per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'd be forced to buy 4,000 gallons even though we're not using 4,000 gallons, which is more of at $3.95 a year.
And
so there's even more savings by paying.
Right, so that's
so your effective price per gallon is actually a lot higher.
Correct.
So it's like,
correct.
Yeah.
Right, we would be paying for a 1,000 extra
right.
gallons at
a year.
Right, a year,
yeah,
at
a
that
year.
Price, whatever that is.
For 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
yeah.
1,000 give or take, who knows, 1 year might be up, 1 year might be down, might be whatever it is.
Right, but no, if we were doing option number two, we would be forced to buy
yes.
1,000 gallons
yes.
that we don't use.
Plus pay an additional $2,739 over 3 years, which is basically like the interest of paying it over time, what
right.
you'd look at it as.
So, I mean, this would
so,
be different if we were using more than 4,000 gallons a year, but we're not. So it still makes
so
sense.
So option one is
one,
the option.
Right, the way to go.
You just have to figure that out. So did you contact them and say that we're...
I told Tyson
okay.
to contact them.
That we're moving forward. We just needed to answer.
Tell them, yes, that they that the town wanted to switch to them. And then had a question this afternoon when I was adding up the gallons, and so Tyson and I ended up texting back and forth, and I told him that it looked like somehow we would need to buy a tank outright because it doesn't even add up to 4,000 gallons a year and all that. And then he said, gee, maybe if we switch to them, to their propane at all our locations, maybe they'll give us a special deal.
Well, that was the question.
Yeah, so he's gonna, well, no.
What, two?
He's going to ask someone who has a buddy at George Propane if they would chat with their buddy.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, those are the numbers we're still waiting on for the rest of it, the bigger picture.
Right, so we don't really know how to, well, I guess regardless, we still wanna move forward with purchasing that one tank.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, it's two tanks.
Two tanks.
First of all, yeah. Yeah, we've gotta come up with where we're coming up with those funds. That's what our task would be as we move forward, but I didn't know if George Propane needed to know which of the options, you know, when they need to know that.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you can tell them that that's where we're heading.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to come up with a source. What quote?
The quotes for the tanks.
This?
16,000.
Was that what you want?
Was that 16,000 for two tanks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I have it right there for you.
Thank you.
So yeah, I guess the bigger question, well, another, not bigger, but the biggest, where's the money coming from? But part two is, yeah, we really need them to come up and look at Sawyer Hall, Community Hall, and here, and you were gonna check what the buyout of the Osterman contract for this location is. What's the value of that if we were to try to get out of it?
You wait two more days and there's no buyout.
Two more days it's done? Oh, spectacular.
Really?
That is.
The contract was signed May 1st, 2024.
Well, what do you know?
That's a sign.
How is it? Yeah.
That's a sign.
That is right,
right
there. All right. Well, so we want a quote for this one.
Oh,
too.
Not 2024. I'm sorry. 2022.
I was just
going
to say,
isn't
it 3 years?
3 years, yes. But
2 days.
Three, four. Now we're done, though.
Yes, we're done.
Perfect.
I'm sorry.
And it doesn't just roll in, does it, to another one?
An automatic roll.
I know, without. These are always my questions. I have another.
Do we have to say verbally,
that if you don't give 100 and something dates, that you.
I don't know.
You really should
check
that.
That's a red pen check. That would really.
That would take the sign away. I'd have to have a different sign.
That would be a completely different sign that we would get.
Question?
Yes?
I'm just curious about. I know George is willing to do this for you. You know, you own the tanks and they'll deliver the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
But historically, a lot of the propane companies refuse to deliver into anything but their own tanks. So my question is, are there other companies that would be willing to deliver into your own tanks if in the future either George disappears or George's prices go crazy? I'm just wondering if that's something that is permissible now.
Excuse me, I hate to dispute that, but we own our own tanks and Osterman delivers to them.
Oh, good. So there is.
So
that has changed.
I thought Osterman owned the tanks.
Nope. I own them.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
You personally?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think any gas company will deliver to the owner's tanks. They just won't deliver to another company's tanks.
It didn't used to be that way, but it may have changed. And it was Osterman even that would not. deliver into.
But if you own the tank, the liability's on you, not the gas company.
Yeah, they wouldn't even deliver into.
They'd inspect the tank, which they did, but they didn't deliver.
They wouldn't deliver. So it's maybe it's changed. I'm just saying, it's looking ahead. I would hate to see it being, ending up with an undeliverable situation.
All right, so that was a propane piece. And you said nothing more from Iron Horse yet. And so the only other thing at some point, and my intention right now, I will just say to all, these are my thoughts, is right now I'm looking forward to making it to ATM and then adding on additional work afterwards, because there's been a lot of stuff that I know we have to catch up on, but there's just not enough time to, in the week to get through everything. So hopefully right after ATM we can get an updated list of the activities with the dates for the salt shed. So we can get right on that and push.
Yeah, Tyson didn't have dates, because I mean it's like he knows in his head what needs, you know, the next step of. Once the EOC is down and all the kind of chain reaction of things, but I'm like, but they have to get scheduled.
Right. I'm going to. Actually, he's one of the first people I want to see after ATM is to get caught up with Tyson and the Highway Department at a meeting. So when he comes in, we can have that conversation about the dates and getting it back on track. You know, as far as following the scheduled events. So, I don't know that, I guess I just have to see how many things we have on schedule for right after ATM.
We have a couple of
but,
some projects that we said we do.
Well, that would be May 20th.
I was gonna say, we know right after, we take the week off, right?
Right.
Well, then.
Ready to take a week off.
Cocktail.
Ready to take a month off.
That's
okay.
The night
ready to take.
Representative Blay is coming.
Is that the 20th? No.
Yes.
It is
May
the 20th.
Well, that may be a wonderful meeting to have.
Yes, it is.
With
and
her there.
I have to know Tyson is coming, so.
Okay. I think I can see many, many reasons why that would be good.
And who knows what Finance Committee is going to do, but they've been invited.
Okay.
There was a question, I don't know if it was last week, about how many permits we might need, either one or two, and we were going to check with.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
With the building inspector. That's on my list.
Great. And we do have
how come
to.
I have so many little bugs flying around me, right? You right now?
I don't know. There's some little bugs in this
I just
building.
Extinguished one of them.
Fruit flies.
I thought they were fruit flies, too. There was one by Hilma's office, and I thought it was just one, and it followed me.
It was right there. Whoop! Whoop. Like you.
Sure there is, Robin.
you're out. It's not a floater. It was really there.
I saw it.
Okay,
I got you. I saw it. Okay, so.
They like you. What's that mean?
I don't, I'm sweet. I don't know. I love special oils on me.
That could be it.
There's supposed to be tick repellent essential oils.
Well, the flying bugs might like it.
No. All bugs. All right, you're still working on permits.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, yes. Tyson did find out that, obtaining the permits was, Hillman did not include in their bids, so it is up to us to get the permits.
That was the question, is whether Dick was going to do it.
That was one of the questions.
Yeah, no, I can tell you that.
Okay.
And I said to Tyson, well, okay, no big deal because we don't pay anything.
Right. More of a pain.
We just have a handy dandy computer, electronic access.
All right. What else? Salt shed.
Oh, slush it.
Will's chair is squeaking in it.
Sorry about that.
It's driving me nuts. I don't know why it's so squeaky. I mean, we all
mine
move.
Is my office does, so
my
I don't
joints.
Yeah, right.
Arthritis.
I'm always moving around.
Okay, what
yep.
else? Let me
salt
look
shed.
At my salt shed list.
Salt shed.
We're
going
to the permits you're working on.
Yep.
Calendar. I think that was all I had on the salt shed list. And then updating the to-do list, which it sounds like we're gonna
we'll be right
after ATM.
Okay. I'm telling you, that's real because I can see it.
There's no CMs, I can't see.
What? There's one over here. Yeah. One just came over.
What is happening?
Sawyer Hall repairs update. Anything there? How about the drywall? What's going on with the drywall? Anything?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, very active.
Has it been done?
Well, it's all patched.
Oh, good.
It's all patched?
So,
good.
It's all patched. It was going to be done last
nice.
Week, but there was some missing material that Andrew had to go get. But he did get the insulation from Tim that we had left over here. And it was my understanding he was going to start the job either today or tomorrow, but it sounds like it's been patched. Something's happened. I didn't make it over there today to see.
Well, I looked yesterday when I was over there, and there's no more holes.
Excellent.
Okay.
That's great.
The two ceiling patches need more compound on them to make them smooth
dry
and everything.
Yeah. Good.
And then there's the question of
who's painting?
Yeah.
Oh,
which challenge. Makes me want to say, I sent you the email. Did you see it?
Yes.
The building's
our
getting painted.
Our friends in orange.
Our friends in orange.
The building's getting painted. Sawyer Hall is going to be painted
on the outside
in May.
Yeah. Oh, it's in that. Oh, that's this month.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that part. Cool.
What's a secret?
Can't give it all out at once. Just, you know.
So
I think May
20th.
But
okay. You want to ask them if.
I don't
think
know if they'll paint inside. I don't think they will.
They will?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Just outside.
Yeah. We'll go back to the outside after the inside. So inside paint. I don't know. Does anybody, hello people out there, does anybody want to paint?
Andrew?
The people who don't listen or do listen?
Andrew?
Does he paint?
I don't know. You could ask.
Tim paints.
Tim paints.
Tim could be hired outside of his regular hours.
Well, if he wants to, that's fine.
With all that extra time that he has.
I know. But does he want to? Does he like
it
to
should
do
be
that
a fast painting job. It shouldn't be that
he
big.
He painted his whole barn.
The end of the barn. Did a great job.
Okay. Well, why don't you follow up with Tim? That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
I did. Let Andrew know that we had new carpet in there and to need to be
dread
careful with drop cloths and so forth.
new carpet by the boxes. No.
That's coming.
Yes.
Coming? I thought it was there. Is that the?
Oh, it's supposed to be in as of today.
Oh, is it?
Where?
In the right
in
the front.
The boxes
by,
yeah.
It's done.
It's done.
By the mailboxes.
Yeah,
because
it wasn't
yeah.
today, wasn't it? The 29th.
Today's the 29th.
Right. Oh, good.
Okay.
Looks all spiffy.
Great.
It feels good.
It feels like
right. Something under your feet.
Yeah.
There. Look at what we're accomplishing. So going back to the outside painting, because I never know when those guys are gonna send a note to him and say we're actually starting now. They just, you know, it happens when it happens. So, in my email that I sent to Hilma today, I just want to make sure, Hilma, that there's conversation with them about how the painting happens while the public's still going in and out for the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Paint, public, post. Three P's. So there has to be some, like, coordination of that. just wanted to make sure that that's out there. And, you know, Charlene gets told about it, and they come in prep first, right? So there is
yeah,
that time where we can have
prep
discussion, but
it's great.
Yeah. It just.
And we're prepared.
There'll be an issue, I'm sure. So
uh-huh.
we should be prepared for it.
Uh-huh.
I just know what. But if we want the building painted, that's the only way that it can happen.
That's
it's
the only
great.
Way it's going to happen.
It's going to be great. So.
Question. Can't people use the back door when they're painting the front of the building? We'll put a little sign up that says, please use back door.
Well, it,
no.
not really.
No.
It's, well, it's not accessible.
You can climb up that embankment. Many people can. It's not safe.
Oh, gotcha.
Want to see Daddy go up that way to get to his?
Honey, we'll just get his mail.
Right. Have people get your mail for you. It's the safest thing.
But not everybody has a son-in-law.
I guess.
Unless you want to drive around and get everybody's mail.
Yeah.
I'd like to sign up.
Well, then I'd have to wear one of those little uniforms and ride that stupid
Jeep.
All
right. So that's really great that they're coming back again.
That
Maine,
is great.
It's not. And it's really, it's good of them to come back to our town twice. Much appreciated. Because
mm-hmm.
Well, it really is a big savings.
Yes, and they're going to come back a third time.
Are they going to do the church, too?
They're going to do the church.
Wow.
Oh,
yes. Somebody there must really like people in heat.
The center's going to look beautiful.
It's going to look beautiful,
it's
isn't
awesome.
It?
Painted.
Yep.
It's nice. Nice and fresh white.
That's great.
Yeah.
They're very appreciative. I guess we have to be sending them more letters. Thanks.
Letters are hard.
We like handwritten thank yous.
Food.
Instead of just a, it just
do that
personal.
They also like snacks.
That's what
I do.
Snacks.
I bought them Betty Crocker cookies when they were doing the old time house.
Oh,
and
they
nice.
Like that?
They
oh,
did.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You
should do
when,
that.
When they did the fairgrounds, we bought them Chinese food.
Well, they used to bring a grill and cook out.
Yes, they did that too. If they weren't here in the weather.
That's a good idea.
Pizza.
Yeah. Well, I
yeah.
think it's great. It's a great
yeah,
program. And we're lucky in all of our town, Franklin County towns, that we've had the sheriffs that we've had there that put the effort in to making sure Boston gets the money to our area for our correction center, because it does make a difference.
It does.
Makes a big difference. It really helps these people get back out into society, have jobs, find homes, that type of thing.
Develop
the
skills.
Needed. Yep, mm-hmm. Really important. And the new sheriff is just as into that whole process as the previous sheriff, so that's good. Yes?
While we're talking about the town center, how's the window project coming? Do we have...
No, I'm sorry.
Moving along.
Well, he's
moving along.
I saw that all the windows on the south side are you know, blocked off. Right. He has
so.
Those five at mm-hmm. his shop, and he's working on them. I mean, he strips them right down there from those pictures he sent. And, just working on those right now.
Do we know how long this project will take, or was there an estimate?
Was it 8-9 months? His contract, his part, was, it was either, I believe, 8 or 9 months from when he signed it.
Really?
Which brings us to, like, October?
Oh, it didn't occur to me that it was such a long process. That's good. Okay. Got it.
We still, you know, just following on that conversation, and this is a real challenge, is finding storm windows for that building. It's turning out to be very challenging because of the size of the windows.
Did you ever talk to Greenfield Glass?
I did, and they are actively trying to find someone who will do windows that big. It's a tough thing now. So,
yep.
I did just start working with another company on historic windows, and I'm going to talk to their salesperson to see how big of storms they'll produce, but it's becoming challenging. But yes, Greenfield Glass is trying to find something. So, just saying, that's gonna last a while. And so my question is that part of that grant? Do we have to
finish that? Well, I wrote it for storms to be included.
Right.
But
do we have like a time frame?
We have to
give them a complete list of the work estimates, which we have not done because we don't have an estimate on the storms.
Right.
And then they say, okay, and how long do you think it'll take you? And we kind of set our own, within reasonable parameters, set our own timeline. But this is something where they realize working with arts facilities and historic facilities, it sometimes takes a while. So they don't lock you into like a fiscal year or anything like that.
Part of the thing with those storms being such large size is the companies, you know, if you just wanted a storm that was not operable, it's easy. But the fact that they become operable, they're so large, the fact they don't love the fact that people operate them. So they're not, a lot of companies don't want to make them because of liability. They just don't do that as much. So we're still looking.
Okay. What if, and companies don't do this, but it's like, what if just the bottom third was operable?
Well, that's all we're
not
looking at
right
now.
Okay.
I know people want to be able to operate them because of the ventilation. So, yes, we're going to the very smallest operable amount. And what does that look like for a window and what's the cost?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does create challenges with like the grid pattern. So that's why that half is still preferable, so that you still have the center, that grid.
Yeah.
But we're looking at all different ways right now. So.
Yes. Are you looking at double hung storms? Is that what you're looking to do?
Yeah, because they want to be able to open.
Right. So what if the top two thirds was fixed and didn't open?
That's what we're looking at.
And the bottom third
slides
this way.
That's the way we're looking at it too, to see if there's something that can be manufactured that creates stationary glass and then allows some type of ventilation on the bottom. It's challenging because of the where, you know, that the frame has to be a frame and then basically a frame. It's almost two frames molded into one frame. And keep it within a reasonable cost. But yes, Greenfield Glass is still. And I'm going to talk with this other company that I was just connected with. More to come on that. What else? Anything going back to the sore at all?
There was the Mason question.
Yeah, I put in two calls and I'm waiting for a call back. I'm actually also going to meet with a couple of designers there because we've got to put together like a full plan. Just not, this is not costing.
To keep peace.
Not costing.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing's going to happen quickly on that. That's a.
Sorry.
Town buildings needs discussion. We're going to keep talking about that, I think, too. I'm working on the Excel spreadsheet. I've got a lot of the projects pulled into that. I'm working on getting some numbers to some of them, and then I'll send it out. If we don't have a lot on the schedule for next week, we'll put that on for next week, and I'll at least get it sent out with what's imported now into it, and we can start reviewing it.
Okay, that sounds good.
I know that's the week right before ATM, so let's just see what else comes up. But if there's nothing else, it's...
Then we've got something to do.
Yeah.
Generators. We got the quote repairing.
We've got a quote for repairing, and you've got two quotes now for a new generator. One that was in your mail, I think, from Paul Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And one that just came today that is from Current. There's a price difference. And... had a chance to really look at them to see what why is that, or what is different between the two of them. I mean, there's wordage that's different between the two, but I think we'll have to just probably follow up.
Yeah.
Tim has reached out to Kinsley and asked them for a quote.
Okay.
To replace.
So I don't know.
Oh, I see the difference in with current.
Yes, it's two different generators.
Two different generators.
Right, that's what I was explaining.
But there's a price difference between Palmieri and current, just in the base price of the 14 kW, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, current just may be more cost effective.
Does current include the replacing the transfer switch?
Yeah, that's a transfer panel, but we should confirm all of that.
Did mention at the time.
Oh, yes, it does say with 100 amp.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Did current say what type of generator?
Generac.
Okay. So I think there is a difference there. One's a Generac, one's a Kohler.
Right.
Yeah, so that's enough. So I guess the follow up might be. Will, if you want to reach, since they sent it to you, if you want to reach back out to current, just make sure, be very clear with them and say, what else do we need other than the propane line?
Sure.
Okay, so it's covered. Are they have the pad included and all that kind of stuff?
Sure.
Okay. Because if, yeah, that's, and then we've got to figure out where we're getting that money. Yay!
There was talk of maybe there's a grant.
No.
You said you were going to look at a grant option?
There was talk about the fact that there was a grant years ago, and I said, wouldn't it be great if there was another one? But that didn't mean there was one.
No, I thought I heard a comment that
I
look for one.
Maybe, yes, I probably did. Michelle has not done.
Got it.
I am doing my due diligence in preparation for this to figure out where the money's coming from between the community. So the community hall and with the community hall and Sawyer Hall accounts, the community hall revolving accounts, and the community Sawyer Hall repairs and maintenance account, just to try to figure out where everything is at. And community hall is in the red. We had that conversation. And I also mentioned that that's because we have that repair from Donaldson logged in on that line of 3,500. So without that being there, community hall would be close to breaking even by my guess is it would be close to breaking even by the end of the year in the operating budget. Sawyer Hall actually has an excess right now. It's 7,000 left in the Sawyer Hall, assuming everything's right as of the last latest and greatest that we got.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at the monthly cost to operate Sawyer Hall based on what's been spent there, there may be some extra monies there at the end of the
mm-hmm.
year. Not a lot, certainly nothing to cover any of this, but there could be. Sawyer Hall looks good. Community Hall revolving fund is in the negative, and that is kind of a mystery to me. That I'm trying.
Was it the other Donaldson?
Huh? It's got that Donaldson, and the fencing that was done over for the.
For the basketball pickleball?
That which money came in and money, well, that is in there. That's where the money went into, and that's where the money came out of the 1940.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a
that's a breaking. But I can't follow, and I'm going to have to reach out to the accountant to get a full report on that community hall revolving fund where the monies have been spent, what has come in and what has gone out, because I can't trace everything from what I have for reports. So I tried one last time before the meeting to see if I could, with a clearer head again, have it make sense to me, and I still have questions. So I'm going to reach out to Dave tomorrow and ask him for clarity on that. I do believe that it's probably negative. There's not a lot of money in there, if there's anything. So that's not probably where we're going to find anything. And if there is anything there, it really should, that other Donaldson that's in the operating budget should be slid into that. And then in the community hall, Sawyer Hall repairs and maintenance account that we created from lines that were in last year, that at ATM last year, we've got $8,271, so $8,271. So there is money in there. Personally, I'd like to see that one used up, because, you know, that's money that we put in for a project at one of the two buildings. It really should get cleaned up and get out of there. That was the intent with these other funds, was to get the money into accounts that we can spend the money and move along. So I'm still gonna, I got to get the answer to the revolving fund to have a better understanding of that. And then I'll have a better report hopefully next week and a suggestion as to what to do. So maybe there's enough money if the generator's around $9,000, maybe we can squeak it out of there. Just squeak it out. If not, we're gonna be knocking at the door of the finance committee to look and see if we can get some of their money released. And that's all I got for money is available right now, but I'm still looking.
Okay.
Still looking. So it's not, I was a little more nervous at 12 something. If I be around 9 something, it sounds a little better to me. You know, I'd like to, maybe there's some.
That only solves the problem of one generator.
Correct. Now, if, you know, I don't know how about current. Felt like if we could get more. Well, the other generators, we don't have to do right now. So
no, but we know
we
that
could.
They're
on the list, right? And so if there was a grant available, say next year or whatever, that we could go for, then we'd obviously start to look at it for those other generators.
Right.
And following the finance committee's philosophy, we will have purchased one this year and the others next year.
Right. That's
something
staggered.
Like that. We would have staggered some.
Uh-huh.
Well, Sawyer Hall's at this point is a need.
Correct.
Yeah.
The two buildings that are definite needs are here and Sawyer Hall. And this one's new,
mm-hmm.
right? Because this one runs our offices here, and Sawyer Hall we need for the post yeah. office.
Well, I meant a need in
but,
that it's not running
well, correct.
Correctly.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, kind of like,
so
to replace it.
My hope is that we can review those proposals, make sure we're apples to apples. If there's nothing missing, make sure our number is set for next week, put it on. You know, we'll put the Sawyer Hall update in there again, and we'll be able to talk about it next week and pull a trigger. So. Building, Sawyer Hall, what else? I think that the conversation about where we are with our buildings and what is needed is really a good sized conversation. It's going to take multiple meetings,
mm-hmm.
and really have to start looking at a long-term plan that we're going to put in motion to kind of probably raise monies at each ATM to start doing projects, unless we can find grants for certain projects. And I think it's really important too for us to keep on the lookout for other either small builders, carpenters, because a lot of things do require carpentry work, and we need some quotes on some things pretty badly. I'm guessing Andrew's not a quoting
Well, I think he can quote. I think this job was so small that we didn't really need one.
Right.
But
is that in his wheelhouse? Does he want to do that?
I would think so. We can ask.
Because
I
can think of some projects that pretty quickly we're going to need to get some more quotes on.
Okay. We'll relay that to him.
One of the things that crossed my mind is, do you want to make certain that whoever you hire is licensed and has liability insurance?
Well, the top answer to that is yes. I know that isn't always something that happens on smaller projects, but as the project gets larger, it really does need to.
Yeah,
so I'm just, you know, thinking about like the repair that needs to be done
down there,
and you're talking about higher ladders and stuff like that.
Someone piped up on all around heat. Let me look up that name real quick.
Did you end up working, Pat, with the person, the name you had?
I don't think she heard.
Pat?
What?
You're funny. Did you end up working with that person that you gave us the name, the carpenter type person?
Well, I haven't started working. He came and he gave us an estimate on one of the jobs.
Okay, he gives estimates.
And he would charge us $65 an hour for handyman work and for more complex work. He gave us a quote of $2,000 to repair the chimney.
Okay.
So I liked him. I was impressed.
Okay. So that's probably a person worth talking to, though. I knew at the very beginning you hadn't started dealing with them in depth, but now you've talked,
And he'll be coming back shortly to clean the gutters, so we'll see his work ethic and how he does.
Okay.
And I might add that Bob is a real fuss pot when it comes to this stuff, so.
No.
Really?
I can't imagine. None of us have ever. We're so shocked about that, all of us. That's pretty funny. Well, look at how good we're doing at killing time. RFP. Do you have that, Elma?
No, I don't have it finished.
Right. It
probably is not going to get finished till after town meeting.
Okay.
Because as soon as I think I have time, something falls from outer space.
Yes, like today.
Yep.
Like today. We'll have that conversation pretty soon. Trail license agreement, Trowbridge property. So we have a note here in front of us saying that the usage of the property has been... what word is it I want to use? Is it revoked?
Rescinded?
So not that it does have something to do with us, but I don't really know what that means. Franklin Land Trust people are aware. Liam knows, right?
Yes.
And that's that. So I don't know what that means to their project, their whole trail project, but
they have to come up with a plan B.
Plan B.
Or as they say in Down East Maine, you can't get there from here.
And this is the trail, this one is with the agreement with Roe? Or no?
No, wait.
Well, it's,
yes.
It connects. It's,
yeah,
yeah,
but
starts
it's part
here,
of the grant. That
it's part of the,
yeah,
the Heath Road grant, yes.
Yeah.
The money to pay the trail clearers would have come from the Heath Road grant. Yep.
So, do you, can we send a email to Parks and Rec? Because my head flips back over.
I can send them an email by email.
Hilda's going to send it out. Okay. But it does put a little kibosh in the part of this project. So, and there was a date of the use of this grant. So there does have to be some communication about what the next steps are. You've got to talk with Roe also, let them know, right? I mean, like, who's the communicator of this?
Mike talks to Roe.
So I think it's worth it to send it to Mike, but to copy everybody else.
Okay, who's the
Parks and Rec?
Oh, copy all the other members
yeah.
of Parks.
Okay, and everybody should know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And ask Mike if he's going to continue on while he's away, or if somebody else from Parks and Rec is our contact. And we should kind of know what plan, is there a plan B? And who's gonna, and who should be communicating with Roe? I think we should ask these questions because we, the select board, did appoint and did sign these contracts, so. And I'm sure there has to be some communication with Woodlands Park, whatever, who gave us the grant.
Oh, no.
And I don't know how that works, like with this Liam. Liam is the overseas part of it. Not really sure.
He's like paid consultant, like out of each grant, there's a portion of it that's he's the consultant, I guess you would call it. Because like when you put the application in, you have to stipulate we want to use it for XYZ.
Right.
And now it's
X it's ABC instead.
Yes. And so, yeah, if you want to substitute something, I'd like you to get permission first.
Well, and I think that would possibly allow for an extension as well.
Sometimes.
Possibly. Maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly, maybe, maybe not.
I know they've gotten much stricter about doing extensions.
That's kind of my impression.
Wow. All right. Well, it's a pickle. How's that? It's a pickle.
It's a pickle.
I just think we need to keep it on our radar. So it doesn't, nothing happen or something happen in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure everyone who's in the, everybody who's involved needs to be kept aware.
So, yeah, I see Mike was cut.
I did just see that too, and I looked at it. So Mike is aware.
Yep. Okay.
And did you respond back to this? To Mr. Trowbridge's email to you?
No, I did
just
not, because I talked to him before he sent it. He wanted, you know, he called this morning and talked to me. At length. He's so nice. Ugh.
Yep. Okay. What are you thinking? I just don't want any issues. Like, it's done, you know, the gentleman said he doesn't want it, there shouldn't be any need for any further follow-up for anybody. I don't know how to say that nicely, but it just should be done.
And all right. Sounds like
I can respond.
Liam seemed to be satisfied with it, and that was it.
Yeah.
I will email him tomorrow, and just he being Mr. Trowbridge.
Okay.
And, you know, just setting the select board review email and...
Yes, that's what I would like.
Accepted
it,
yeah. If you have any other further concerns, please.
Yes, that would make me happy.
All that kind of stuff, yes.
Okay.
I will do that.
Okay. All right, that would be wonderful. Wow, more people are here. We successfully used the whole hour of waiting for our appointments. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You're up.
Ready for me?
Yes. So this is
a big packet of emails?
Sure did.
Our meetings are audio recorded.
Thank you very much.
I can give you others if those aren't the ones you're looking for. This is a two-page summary, but
okay. We've
got the actual redlining version of the whole thing.
I think you were supposed to be sent with some of the redline versions as well.
Well,
we've got
that
in emails
that I've given you. You just have to print them.
Well, but they'll print.
Okay. So
I'm
for the folks at home, because people
okay.
will listen to this later. It's not
okay.
live, but they'll listen. So we're here. We're going to talk about the proposed charter changes from the FERCOG charter that we have. And Bob Dean's going to lead us through, for those who don't know here.
Okay. I've got kind of a speech.
Yeah.
It's only about 30 minutes long. All right. I'll do the Cliff Notes version. So for anybody who doesn't know, the Franklin Regional Council of Governments was formed in 1997 with the abolition of county government. Process used at that time was there was state enabling legislation that authorized the creation of the FERCOG, and that also authorized a charter to be created, and all 26 towns came together and created the charter. So after 28 years as a council of governments, with no changes to our charter, the FERCOG Executive Committee decided to pursue amendments. There were things that cropped up over the years. You said, oh, really? Probably should change that. So now is the time. And you might wonder, why amend it now? Well, we've got some expected leadership changes coming up over the next few years. One of them is me.
You're not.
I'm hoping to retire. And decided that any new leadership coming along could benefit from a newly updated charter. So the process we will use to amend the charter is to bring it to the towns. It requires a two-thirds majority vote at two-thirds of the member towns. So all 26 towns of Franklin County are currently members, and so we need two-thirds of those towns to approve. So, you know, it's an onerous process to get it changed and to get each town to approve it. So that's one of the reasons why I'm here tonight. I'm going to give you an overview and hopefully answer your questions. The proposed amendments to the charter were drafted by a committee that was made up of current FERCOG council members, member of the regional planning board, representatives that were part of the original crafting of the FERCOG charter, and then FERCOG leadership staff. Some of the highlights of what is being proposed is the elimination of references to the initial transition from county government to the Council of Governments, cleaning up a few typos, and a few incorrect legislative references. There's the elimination of the FERCOG, and I know this might be a subject of discussion, but the elimination of the FERCOG as an arbiter of unresolved dog hearings. It's one of the things that's in the charter. It's never been used, and there's currently, you know, resolution could go through district court. So the proposal is to eliminate that.
Robin's not going to vote for the changes. I kept my mouth shut at the meetings, but the whole time I'm thinking I've wanted the FERCOG to take over the whole thing, not take get rid of any part of it.
Are you members of the sheriffs?
Yes. Yes, I still say this because it's still an issue.
No, I've heard that there's some discussions happening there to perhaps come up with a regional way to handle
arbitrator
dog hearings.
Well, I think
not
that
sure
should
that,
happen.
That's I would
no,
fully support
for
that.
Me, please. Follow up on that.
I mean, that's something that the sheriff's office will have to. Suss out.
I never thought about
that
little phone call.
Ding, ding, ding.
So I should let you know I've been a select board member in the town of Buckland. So I feel your pain when it comes to dog hearings.
Terrible.
It's not fun. Another proposal is to expand municipal representation on the FERCOG council from just a select board member to a select board member or a municipal employee or a finance official, all still appointed by the select board, but it would get a little bit more possible representation for the town if that's what you wanted to do. It would loosen the membership of the executive committee to allow more than one member per town and or the appointment of a municipal employee. And it clarifies that the executive committee would be the authority to meet governing body requirements of state and federal law and policy. It's not officially stated anywhere in the charter at this point. Also proposing elimination of the requirement that the executive committee is the hiring authority of the planning director and the finance director. There are other director level positions that are not appointed by the executive committee, and the proposal is to have the executive director be the appointing authority for all of those positions. The proposed changes include a clarification as to how a town outside of Franklin County can join the FERCOG and how towns within Franklin County can withdraw from the FERCOG. You know, that option is in there, but it's not really very well spelled out what the process is. It would rewrite the regional planning agency section of the charter to be clearer, compliant with state law, and removing detail of the size and formation of the Franklin Regional Planning Advisory Board, so the changes to the board are dictated by operational procedures of the board rather than the charter, enabling more flexibility to the board's structure. There's also a proposal to reduce the voting threshold from a two-thirds majority vote at town meetings to a simple majority vote for future charter changes. There would still be a requirement that two-thirds of the towns approve any charter change. What is not in this is any proposed changes to the formula that dictates the town's voting powers or the financial membership commitment of the town. Those will remain the same. We've got various types of documents that we can provide for your town meeting. I'll get you some redlined versions of the charter with the proposed changes included, so that you can have those for town meeting. That's the end of my spiel.
You guys have questions?
You have questions, I'm happy to talk more about it.
Elisa?
No, we reviewed this when we got the email, so I feel
okay.
Complete.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions that's listening in?
That wasn't 30 minutes.
No.
Six.
Be careful what you wish for.
Elma, anything?
No. Well, I do have, someone will be here for our town meeting. That's
yes, Jessica Atwood.
Okay.
She's our director.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be coming to the town meeting.
Well, seems very straightforward, logical, common sense. Got to love it.
I'm happy to answer any questions later. If you think of something, feel free to get in contact with me.
Bill has his hand way up in the air.
Bill?
Not way up in the air.
Flailing. Bill?
Just clarification. You said something about the executive director would be appointing, what's it called?
We currently have a planning director and a finance director. We have a director of community services and then a director of municipal services. That's right. Two of us are appointed by the executive committee and two are by the charter are appointed by the by the executive committee appoints the planning director and the finance director. The executive director appointed me and our director of community services. So the proposal is to make the executive director the appointing authority for all of those director level positions.
What is the reason behind that? It seems that it allows for, it allows for anybody who may have a specific agenda to appoint people who would fulfill that agenda.
Yeah, the executive director is still appointed by the executive committee and beholden to the executive committee. I think that the thought of the committee was to make this a little more of a streamlined process in the future, clearer lines of authority over who has authority to handle any issues that come up with those positions. And I don't think it's written in the, it's not written in the charter, it might not be in the bylaws, but we've always had a member of the executive committee and usually a member of the finance committee in on the interview process for director level positions. So.
Anybody else? Thanks, Bob.
Well, thanks for inviting me up. I haven't been up here since my kids were in school here.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Both my kids had happy days in this elementary school.
Okay.
Don't move in that squeaky chair.
So fidgety.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
See y'all.
Bye, Bob.
The one time his chair doesn't squeak is when he gets up and leaves the room.
So that's how I'll know. So when I turn and start talking to him and he's not here, which I do every time you leave.
I know.
Every time. I look silly. Funny. That's why I usually sit back here so I see.
So you can keep an eye on him.
Exactly. So now we've got 5 minutes for the next appointment. Mail.
Yeah, this is going to be a quick meeting.
I have mail in front of me, I don't.
Why is it not coming?
It's a problem.
Okay,
I got it.
So, Franklin County. Oh, wait, here's the blood bug. How did you cheese?
I got it. I just did it. I just like to have them too.
Here, Jesus. Too many piles. Okay, for inspection. You
don't have it in front of
you,
but that's okay. So we have the agreement from the FERCOG agreement for inspections and zoning that we have to sign every year.
This is standard, right? This is nothing
standard,
new?
Yes.
Okay.
Standard. Just don't have it in front of me to be able to tell you, give you a... Did you have a chance to read through it? Do you have any questions?
I did, and I don't.
I had to repeat how I asked the question. All right, so if you want to just, we could just make a motion on that because we've got to vote that. Mm-hmm. You want to make a motion there?
Sure.
In front of you, please.
I make a motion that we approve the FERCOG agreement for inspection and zoning enforcement.
Is there a date on that?
There,
we're just going to put
our date. We will date it.
Okay.
But it's for the plumbing, building, and gas and wiring inspection and zoning enforcement.
Yes. Can I have a second?
Yes, second.
Further questions, conversation, discussion? It's all straightforward. All in favor?
Elisa, I.
Will, I.
Rob, I. Thank you. And then the next is a generator quote. We've talked about that. You've got the operating procedures for the capital costs and operating costs from Mohawk Trail Regional School District. Budge, we talked about that last week. Was Budge here last week?
Yes, Budge was here
and
last week.
And he was
going
to follow up with information that we asked for.
Talked about it.
And so we have that. Did you share that with Finance Committee also?
No.
Did I?
By email.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just don't remember who's on the email. And then we have the email about that mass care, the updates on House and Senate bills. So info for people, nothing we have to do for that, that's info. And then the April 14th meeting follow-up. Let's give me that right there. I can't, mine won't work. That was for the
National Grid
follow-up, right.
Right, from Joanne.
So that's her name, was Joanne. So her follow-up secondary to the meeting that took place.
Yes.
That's an FYI for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's it.
And she also, attached a letter from the Vice President of New England Electric Operations for National Grid.
As part of her follow-up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was her follow-up.
Well, it kind of was.
Right? Oh, yeah, I read it.
Yeah, should have covered email, but yeah.
Right. They're basically outlining the changes that they're trying to make with communication and assessment.
Wordage.
Okay, that was it.
How are we now? We're closer. 6:13. What else?
2 minutes.
You had thought about maybe giving our National Grid rep a phone call?
Yes.
Did you?
But we haven't connected yet. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Phone tag?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Times two.
Mm-hmm.
Me to him, to me again.
Hmm. Okay.
But we'll still chat before next week.
He will be here. That Monday?
That's what I mean, before Monday. Yeah, no, it's Monday, the 5th. It's in my brain.
I'm sure it
that
is.
That one is.
I'm sure.
In my brain.
Okay, so.
All right, so let's get out, everybody, because it's coming. So you were going to talk about the warrant, which will include the operating budget. We're going to have that conversation with our moderator, Eric Sumner, and our town clerk, Mary Sumner, who are both here. I have to say everybody's names because if I don't do it for the folks at home, they get upset if I don't like announce who's here.
Who's in the room.
So I try to say it. So hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good.
ATM is quickly approaching. What do you want to do? You want to walk through things? You want to ask questions? What do you want to do, Eric?
I have a couple questions. We can do that.
Okay.
Sure.
You have the most does he have the most recent warrant that we have now?
It came out today. The one from this morning.
That does not have. There should be only one planning board warrant article.
Okay. This is not the most recent.
There you go.
A lot of things changed between 1:30 and.
Oh, just wait till 7 o'clock.
So you're just deleting that one?
The
only one that's
going to
last is the
street.
The
22
came out? 21. No.
All I know is that all is in their streets. ADUs got pulled.
So, 21.
Streets.
We'll have that conversation.
And
we should just go through.
Huh? Well, we will.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure he has everyone in front of him, because going through it without that is
a problem.
Yeah.
And I can get you a post.
Yeah. So one of my questions I think was already answered. So on the FERCOG, we'll have a handout as part of the packet for
yes.
when people come in with the red line version. So
yes,
great.
And we're going to ask you, as we always do, to move up. Actually, it will include that article too, that number four plus the school ones.
Yeah.
Because as he said, Jessica will be here. So we'll let her go first. We'll ask to move them up in order, four through, hold on, four through 10?
10.
10. We'll ask to move up 4 through 10 in order. And that'll allow Jessica to do the charter one. That'll be relatively quick, and then the school ones will go right after that. And that doesn't include 11, because there's no one to speak to the school bus one, so that can just stay in
where
place.
It is.
Yeah.
You want to move them up in order, or do you want to put Tech School before Mohawk?
Well, I don't. It depends on. Who, I don't know who's coming, or
I can assess that. Who's
yeah,
here.
When we talk
if
to them,
if it makes sense, we'll just move them up as
yeah.
a group.
I don't see a ton of long discussion on the schools. There's nothing out of the ordinary this time around, but people ask questions. I mean, Mohawk came down, Tech went up. Just a matter of the number of kids.
Okay.
So, but there's nothing, no big ticket items, there's no, nothing. Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward this year.
Okay.
I was interested in learning a little bit more about Article 15.
15. Oh, Hilma can give you a really good rundown on that. She's got knows that in her sleep now.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So when they were first the opioid settlements, and so towns and other entities were going to, over a 15-year course of time, were going to be getting annual payments from the large corporations. The only provision in state law of where the towns could deposit the money was to form a stabilization account. So that's what Heath did. Then I guess folks started to point out the shortcomings to the state legislature about only having stabilization fund as an option, and so they have created this the new special revenue fund. And so each town has to basically take this vote. Some towns already did last year or had a mid-year meeting and did it, but anyway, approve this, so then it like does away with the stabilization fund. It creates the special revenue fund. And then Article 16 moves the money from one to the other. And with the special revenue fund, then that money can be accessed at any time during the year for appropriate reasons.
And those are still, reasons are still specified in the law.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very, very much so.
And ours actually, we are part of a group.
Yeah, we're part of a group that's kind of organized, managed, facilitated by FERCOG. And so the monies from several small towns get pooled together. And then there's, at least for this year, there are three nonprofit organizations that work with like substance abuse related stuff that that receive monies. And like our invoice, our share of the invoice came in probably about a month ago for this year. And I had to email them and say, sorry, can't pay it till after town meeting. And which they were understanding, but yeah, the
Article 19. Just questioning which fiscal year should be listed there.
I feel like that's wrong.
I had that question too.
it's incorrect in your version.
Oh, okay.
It should say FY25, which the signed version does say, town meeting handouts will say.
So it has to say FY25. I know that was the money.
It's supposed to say 25, not 24.
Well,
no, yeah, because
it's the money from this fiscal year. We're going to expend it in.
You're doing it
in
this
year.
Fiscal year.
But we don't know that amount yet.
Yes.
Yes, we.
Well,
this
that,
is,
not, that is the right amount.
Yeah. This is last
okay.
year. This is the amount collected in FY24.
Yeah.
However, you want to transfer it FY25
which
now.
Is
now.
So just the reading of it, right? But it's the 24 monies.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is what gets a little confusing.
Right. I know last year it was the same thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It seemed great, and when we went to do it, it felt.
Felt wrong.
I think we amended it on town meeting.
It just means you don't, basically, you can transfer it and spend it May 11th as opposed to waiting until July 1st.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't see a reason to change the setup of the room at all. I thought that has worked well. If the finance committee is still willing to sit up front and the select board, and
we love it.
I knew that.
There was one concern that you raised, is that where we are seated, that moderator can't see us if we have question or something. Is that correct?
Well, he sees us better because we yell at him. But the finance committee is tough to see. That's
right.
That's the harder one. So hopefully when Tim sets up the chairs, maybe that wing gets pushed up a tiny bit somehow.
We could do that would be to, instead of having it all linear,
mm-hmm.
is kick that end at a around
right.
a little bit and maybe
a
away.
Slight V.
Yeah, do away
mm-hmm.
with a few of those chairs, but that might make it more.
And the only way I could see them was to kind of have to look through you.
Yeah.
We were doing that a lot last time. That's the only thing I remember is me. It's not the end of the world, you know, we figure it out. But.
So almost try to make a slight horseshoe out of the
instead of us having
to
yell like Eric.
Yeah. I mean, when there's three of us, it's not too bad, but yeah.
Right, when there's a bunch of them. Yeah, I just remember you making comments last year.
Finance was the most difficult.
Yeah.
And I know that they like to be called upon. Don't you, Ned? Who's here at the meeting?
The other thing, I may have access to, I think I have access to a wireless mic so that it, somebody prefers to use that instead of coming to the front. We might be able to.
We
that's
run
actually not a
runner.
Use
that.
It's not a bad idea.
Especially for folks for whom it isn't easy to get up.
Correct.
And walk.
Correct. And for some folks who are like have a question, they come up and answer it. They go and sit back down.
Yeah,
and then, like, very soon
up.
After you recognize them for a follow up, they have to come right back up again. And if it's not, if they're not comfortable in walking, that's a great idea.
Kim, there was a suggestion from somebody who attended last year's town meeting.
That had our time, yeah. And we never want to see somebody trip or. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great idea.
That would be good.
Yeah.
We just
need a runner. I'll just get somebody to.
Let me do that if you want.
I was going to say, who's going to be responsible to of securing the runner?
Phil said he's going to.
Billy's going to do
securing the runner.
Appointing. He's not secure.
Appointing.
Oh, I was like, I'm not secure.
Oh, he's definitely not secure.
But he's mobile.
He's got one good hand.
He's got two good feet.
He's got two good feet and one good hand.
Right. And one wing that's
all
challenge.
You.
But.
All
okay.
Thank you. Of course. Would you be able to speak with Tim about that adjustment, or should
yes.
I contact him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. And I'm still planning that non-voters, we have a seating area on the stage for them.
Yeah.
We need a designated area. It doesn't matter
yeah.
to me where it is. But
no, that's fine.
On stage.
Stage
is good.
The
stage
seems to work.
They can
stare
over
us all.
Okay. Do we know if anybody is providing refreshments?
I was just going to say that, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So those will be in here?
Yes.
Here. Okay.
And there's also daycare.
We're also shooting for that daycare.
Hopefully
very nice.
Again.
That's great.
Yep.
So Lisa's been working on that with Lyra.
With Lyra.
Lyra, who works on everything to help us.
So we have one child care provider at this time. And striking out with getting another one. But I don't know how many kids we will have, but we need to start getting the word out. We need two?
You need two.
Okay. So if we only have one, then we're not quite a go yet.
It's a, yeah, no, it's a security measure.
Okay.
We need two.
The one doesn't have a friend?
Oh, let me ask.
That's good. I think.
Just thinking through if I had any other questions. I don't think so. Do you notice in Article 20, the revolving funds one, that there's one of those that it's an increase from last year? Just so you're aware.
Okay.
Council on Aging Meals revolving fund up to 10,000. That's an increase from the previous year of, I don't remember how much now, a couple thousand.
It was seven. It was 3,000.
It was only 3,000. And that's an increase because of the way they purchase the food for the meals, the senior meals. They aren't able to
pay the cook
in a certain rate. They didn't have enough money at any given time to make the right payments. But so that is one. I don't know if anyone's going to notice it and ask, but that's the one that's different.
Great.
Everything else is the same.
And they are ready, if anybody asks about that, they are ready to speak to it.
Okay.
And so just because folks that have been here all along now just heard that there were two articles that were gonna be on here from the planning board, and now it's down to one, the streets. The ADU is required. This probably will come up. Somebody will ask this question, what happened to it? But the wording of it was intricate, and it is driven by state law, and it just didn't get formalized soon enough for it to be on the warrant for today. And everybody thought it would be until today. And today, council stepped in and said that the wording that we had reached, the planning board had reached, still was not sufficient enough to have it included on the warrant. And any potential amendments were too intricate to be offered on the floor. So council had suggested that we pull it. So it is, so our bylaws are not in alignment with the newest law, Mass General Law, on the ADUs, but Mass General Law would prevail if someone, like 2 months from now, or whenever, it'd be further than that, after this goes into effect, if someone were to go to the planning board and look to build an ADU, the planning board would have to uphold Mass General Law. So, and then we are going to have council write it correctly, get all the correct verbiage, And we'll have to make a decision if we do an STM. We may have to ask for a special town meeting to do it. So.
Just a follow-up question on that. Article 22 is still here, which is a planning board amendment to the zoning bylaws. So I'm thinking that the planning board must still be going forward with their hearing, their public hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
Because this one is, yes.
Okay.
Because this one is set. This one had questions too, but the clerk worked very hard to meet or try to address all the issues. I think Helma's looked at it one last time, and it's okay now, and we're hoping.
Yeah, I think so.
It's
the best we could do.
Yeah.
Bill, you have a follow-up question on that?
I do. So we had a meeting last night, and I'm confused because the recommendations by town council, we went through them line by line. We approved all of them except to leave the definitions for local ADU and protected use ADU, even though they suggested taking them out and just putting a state definition for ADU. The reason being, just so you guys know what our thought was, because we say in the bylaws, no local ADUs are permitted, we felt it was important to have the definition of what a local ADU was, so because we are referencing it in the bylaws. So any other recommendations that were given by town council, we approved. So I don't understand what the problem is. And the other part that I would like to say is it would be very helpful if when town council made recommendations, they would give us an idea of why they were making their recommendation, so that if our thinking was contrary, we could say, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. They just say, do this. And so we went through it line by line, and we approved every change that they had, except including those two definitions. So I'm not quite sure why.
I don't know.
I
was just
not
here today, so I haven't.
Yeah, and again, if you can pass it along that when they make recommendations, they give us what their reasoning is, it would be helpful for us.
Helpful. I will pass it along.
Thanks.
And so that's all I've got, too.
In Article 13, sorry, I'm just seeing this. Also, that's the highlighted tab in Kathy. So that's a simple majority vote.
Yeah, that's for borrowing, yep.
And that's what town council said. Okay. There were a couple other things, other articles that we had 2/3 majority required, and town council says no, under the newest laws, it's not 2/3. It's
okay.
Not structured itself.
So, great. But I wondered about borrowing in particular, and maybe that used to be, isn't it anymore, but 2/3.
Yeah, I wouldn't,
yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't know for sure without looking back at old drafts, but
yeah. And is Mark going to be here for our meeting?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He's looking forward to it.
Okay. And what else?
I think that's it.
You're good with Article 3? You're good with the budget?
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Yeah. What else? Mary, do you have other?
Well, I was just going to say on Article 3. Are you gonna have numbers on the side? Usually say 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
and
that's what's missing.
Yeah, I was looking at thinking, how are we gonna say
1, 2?
Question 1, you know, you're gonna have
yes,
to.
Yes, you're right.
We want you to try a new approach. Just say, anybody have any questions under general government? No, good.
Let's move on.
Public safety? No, good. Let's
move on. Yeah, some of the finance committee has said.
Like
it has to be expedited. It has to be expedited.
I think
so.
We've done pretty good at bringing this down to a reasonable number of lines. I can't say how many lines because there's no numbers, but a reasonable amount of lines.
I think that's what was in my head. It's like, is there 127 of these?
It's right about 100 lines.
Yeah, that's good.
So having the numbers, I know it's more to add, Helma, sorry, but having the numbers, I think when we go
no, that's
say question
fine.
And then Eric reads it back. some of us.
We started with a different spreadsheet, which I then had to make into kind of town meeting handout format. And yeah, didn't think about the numbers, but I will get numbers.
What about you guys? Anything else for Mary or Eric?
No, it's pretty straightforward this year.
Nothing
too crazy.
You guys are good?
Good.
We're good.
So.
We're good. We've got elections the day before.
Yep.
The timing for elections is?
Noon to 7.
Noon to 7.
Polls open at noon, close at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there absentee voting for local elections?
There is. There's vote by mail and absentee. And I have been getting requests already. Forms are available either online or you can email me and I'll send you a link.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Up until when?
May 2nd, 5 p.m. So,
to request.
To request. You can still vote in person absentee up until noon the day before elections. You can vote noon. The day before election, you can vote up until noon as an in-person absentee.
Oh. Lots of opportunities.
Lots of opportunities. And you can come vote at the polls.
That's right. Do we have a name for every opening? I don't even know. Mm-hmm. What are we missing?
School committee.
School committee, people. Who shall we write in?
That's the only one we don't have.
We don't have a name for municipal light board, but I hear there is a write-in candidate.
Yes.
Which I cannot mention.
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. School committee, a real tough one. We've got to find someone who's interested in the school committee. Keep putting it in your Facebook, in your whatever,
mm-hmm.
all your stuff. Huh?
Youth Connect.
How's that going for that? Not good. We still haven't got anybody.
Sorry.
Put it in bold letters.
Sorry.
All right, what else? We good?
That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you guys
you.
For coming in.
Yeah,
greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
Hopefully it's a good day, you know? Well, not too good that everybody doesn't want to come, but.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
Not too good in the morning.
9 o'clock.
God.
Pat, go ahead.
What about approaching the representative from Heath on the two District 8 towns? Emily Hulier?
That was a couple of.
Yeah, she bowed out a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Right now we don't have one.
Right.
And Budge is filling in.
But there was one in the wings that might be interested.
Yeah.
Possibly, but no. We still
haven't
heard.
I haven't heard anything. The person has.
So we don't have anybody there to tap either.
Pat, if you can't find somebody, you have to do it.
To me? That's what I heard.
Yeah, Bill.
Right back at you, yeah. You get some free time.
Too many, too many irons in the fire.
You're getting rid of one.
Yes, I am, and that's because I have too many irons in the fire.
Seems to me. I always look at Barbara Gordon because she's right across from me.
She's
and she puts out that big X every time I ask her. Every time I look, up comes the X.
See, Barbara knows.
Huh?
Barbara knows.
How to say no?
Yeah.
Just
comes
say no.
With age. Know your limits and make clear boundaries.
Right. Oh, I have to learn that.
Give it another decade, you'll be there.
Yeah. Some days I feel closer than I think I am right now. Well, sorry. We're good.
No.
You guys, you don't have to leave. You can hang if you want to, but we're actually almost at the end of our meeting, too, because we've gone through almost everything today.
Almost. Two more to leave.
So while we're in the warrants and we're continuing these conversations here.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll see ya.
Bye. Any, yes, Barbara?
I just wondered, at one point, you had talked about adding an article after the article regarding the loan for the truck. You were going to have an article after that for...
That was a conversation until the finance committee jumped around our neck.
So you decided to eliminate that. Okay, I just wondered, that's all. Thank you.
It was a good point. I'm sure I'll take it.
Well, I heard that, but I didn't know what the resolution was.
Well, yeah, I didn't follow through with it because I thought it was good.
The verbal corners of the finance committee shot it down.
Right, yeah.
Could it go both ways?
As it sounds, we're going to have an STM, so
perhaps the work's got to get done first.
True, but all right.
Makes it fun.
See how things go. I have faith in everyone's ability to articulate the importance of needing a truck. How's that?
That was pretty good, huh?
I have faith in Tyson. Barbara, did you laugh behind that mask at me? Was there a smirk? And an eyebrow raise.
No, well, it's kind of like, if you thought
it makes
we needed a truck 2 years ago.
Right.
Or even if you didn't think we needed a truck 2 years
ago. We're still paying.
Definitely need a truck this year.
Right.
And if it was a hard sell then, and it was a hard sell again, it might still be a hard sell.
Well,
it isn't a matter of whether it's needed or not. It's just a matter of...
Well, okay. It's do you need to get out to work?
Oh, I agree.
Weekday mornings to go to a job in the winter. Do you want, what time do you
I'd
want
like to
your
say
road
home.
Plow? No, but no, that's what it's, because this truck is done.
It will change.
So
we can say for all certainty that it will change the outlook of plowing. And that will happen.
Yeah.
And we will not.
Right.
We don't know how it will happen. We'll
figure
it out.
It will be a huge problem for anybody that lives on a dirt road. Because the big trucks
let you stay home and sleep in the morning. It's not a big deal. You don't have to worry about it. It's all of
you. You got an excuse.
I don't know who you're talking to. Maybe I should clarify. Yeah, dirt roads, but dead end dirt roads particularly. Because they can't do it with the big plows, the big trucks. So.
Tyson made a great point in the meeting. He talked about especially when you're getting towards the spring and the roads are starting to thaw and you can't get a big truck in because it's going to make, you'll wind up spending more fixing the road afterwards than you would have spent if you just got the damn truck in the game.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of very valuable points and I think Tyson will do a good job to speak to them. And I think all of the select board members now fully understand the implication of not replacing the trucks. Mm-hmm. Finance committee understands it, everybody understands it. So, and I mean, this is something we always do. We replace our trucks, we just haven't been doing it.
Right.
So the time is here. We're so close to getting back on track.
And this is what's being asked for is less money than what was asked for 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Did we ask for the big truck? Back then, I don't remember.
No, for a one ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was more money
and
back
it was,
then?
Yeah, it was,
I don't remember.
150, 170.
Okay. So, hopefully it works. Did anybody else have any other questions or thoughts about the warrant? Nothing else changed. Except for the elimination of the planning board warrant.
Right.
And you've checked and double-checked the numbers.
Yes.
As far as the school line items, all that kind of stuff. So there's no...
No. Well, I decided that's all the money they're getting. So.
That's good, as long as it's not too long.
No, I have checked and double checked, and Bunch has
checked and double checked
all the Mohawk numbers. And
the one you have us, the one you have us signing has the FY25 in Article 19.
That's correct.
Okay. The one I printed had 24.
So yes.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, okay, that was from today too, had it?
Ned pointed it out at 10 minutes to 5.
Oh, okay. Because we
run up there.
Oh,
and
good
then,
job, Ned.
Ned's on it.
Way to go, Ned.
Ned.
Yeah. Brownie points. Brownie points for Ned. So I, yeah,
Ned,
I just
Ned,
really
always here.
Appreciate those like Ned that read carefully.
Attention to detail.
Attention to yeah.
Must be the new car.
I mean,
everybody
makes mistakes, and we can correct most of them. And nothing changed in the numbers. Did you look at that too, Ned?
No.
Article 3. Did you scour that?
No.
Damn. Well, the one thing that really the only thing was the comments got added.
Yes.
Yeah. So if anybody had any additional comments, you could send those along to Hilma, or you can let her know now. You've got something
yeah.
you'd like to say.
There's any other comments that you think?
Elisa?
Short.
Elisa?
Short.
Better short. Said twice.
So, I noticed on slide page 2,
well,
I wonder,
give me an
I know, works, what does it say? The staples right in the middle of it. Oh, public works and facilities. So the second line down, no,
oh.
yes, second line down, for the highway material supply and utility, we have the note that says account level funded previously years and inflation.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you go down to winter salt and sand, and other, where we're increasing that line item by $5,000, is
mm-hmm.
that the same note that should be here? The account had been level funded for previous years due to inflation?
Well, that's true about basically all the operating accounts of highway department. Like vehicle gas and oil is higher.
Oh, that went up by 2.
Hired equipment and services is higher.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the bigger jumps that they might go, wow, wow, what is that about? You know, if it went up 1,500, maybe even 2, like, oh, maybe you can just say, yeah, that's increased. But when you have an increase of 5,000, that might just catch someone's eye.
I can put that in there.
I just,
if you think, I mean,
I think it's worth to throw it in there.
Okay.
And when we're looking at all the salaries, you think everybody will understand that that's just all the COLA. We don't need to put a line item that just
well, you
says,
say that.
You, that
I
gets
mean,
verbally said?
Somebody, as in Robin, going to, at the beginning of Article 3, make a general statement like you have in previous years?
I can.
That
sometimes we put COLA up here, too, at the very top of the whole thing.
That would be a good idea.
I
let's
can
do
that.
That's a great idea.
For the people who that, even though you say something,
but they're
you're
not going to catch it.
They're not paying attention. Or
so, the veterans benefit that went down.
Yeah.
That's, and I know I asked about this previously, and I was just trying to decipher the note that I had written next to it. Is that set by a district? That
yes.
had nothing to do. So that might be important to throw in there as well, that it came down because it's set by the Veterans District.
On the other hand, it is something that can change if somebody
yeah.
moves in.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the number of veterans and their
right.
the monies that they receive.
The increase in the library's operating expense. A little note, because that's an interesting jump. Under cultural and recreation.
Yeah.
A little something we can throw in there.
Well, compliance with.
I know we got a nice explanation from Kate about that. I'm just
which I didn't have time to pull up before I came to offer a true suggestion.
Well, it's compliance with, I guess, state requirements.
Okay, because there was for that, and then the CWMR's library annual, that also is compliance.
Correct.
Those two.
Well,
months.
That's
right, so.
That's not compliance.
It's a fee.
It's a fee, so increase in the state fee. Those are some that had just jumped out at me that I thought would hurt to throw something in there.
Will, anything else?
Not at this point.
Could I ask a question?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll ask it anyway. I guess Mike did not put in a budget request to up our stipend to 500.
Well, it's not your stipend, it's your budget.
I mean, our budget.
Nope. He
okay.
said to level fund.
Okay.
Can you remind me what the miscellaneous refers to?
Miscellaneous at the end?
Yeah.
That category? Well, that's all the retirement, unemployment insurance, it like insurances and like payroll deductions. The only other different thing is special projects.
Gotcha.
That's it, put in miscellaneous as well, which is also something people might ask.
Yeah.
Because it goes from 5 to 10,000.
Yep, I thought about that too. There needs to be a little. And I knew that was the look I was going to get by bringing that up. Needs to be a little something, something.
Our buildings have lots of needs.
Well, we put in $10,000 instead of $10 million, which we really need.
$10 million.
Yeah, if you were to put all the work that you actually needed,
you're
at $10 million.
We need something.
$10 million is nothing anymore for construction.
It's really not. You're right.
They're everywhere.
I'm so sorry.
Up night tonight. We do need a break.
We do.
It's right there. Like they like you.
She's gonna try again. She's got food. She's got her.
She misses them every time, and she's kind of
I've gotten
them
three.
And they fly back.
And Billy just got one.
Special projects. Well. When is the door repair going to happen at Community Hall?
It's supposed to happen this summer.
So that might actually fall into this special projects.
I mean, somebody will ask, well, I thought we already appropriated money for that.
We didn't appropriate money for all the other repairs we had to do.
No, we didn't. And
that's the problem at hand we have right now.
What was appropriated back then wouldn't begin to cover it now.
No. I think the reality is it's some money to deal with some of the miscellaneous projects that come up, smaller projects that come up amongst the buildings that don't have other money. I don't know how to say that nicely.
Well, you just say unforeseen
miscellaneous building repairs.
Say that again, Robin?
Yeah, unforeseen.
Unforeseen
building repairs. And there's no way we'd like to put a lot more in there, but we know we can't.
Well, insurance doesn't cover everything that happens.
No.
So you have to have something.
And I'll have a little list of all the smaller type of things that I can think of. If someone really asked.
I mean, for example, could you use money from a special projects funds to cover deductibles?
Yes.
So that's an example.
Yes.
Right there.
You could.
What type of insurance?
Insurance. Every time we have an insurance claim, we have a deductible.
Yeah, $1,000 claim.
Right. And you have a bad year.
Yeah, you could. So we could actually.
That's a great
point. The one you have to pay now could come out of special projects. Last year's special projects. or it can come, that can come out of community hall, Sawyer Hall too, because I do think there'll be enough for that, from my review. So we're gonna have to do a last vote because we've made some changes. Unforeseen change here in the warrant. Is there anything else in the, I mean, now you're just kind of putting notes in there, not necessarily changing any numbers. You were looking at the list, so I wasn't sure if you had another one.
Oh, thank you. No, I was just making bullet points of where I can find things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
oh, okay.
Sorry.
Were you good still with everything?
I'm good.
And everybody's good with the warrant? We made that, we just pulled that one out, we had to today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, someone to make a motion to authorize, we're going to sign the FY26 warrant.
No, you're signing actually the ATM
25
warrant.
That's right, 25,
what?
Sorry. with the FY26 operating budget.
Is that what we're focusing? All right.
Yeah.
We're going to do one at a time, right?
No, it's
we're doing
all
both all together.
That's what I
okay.
Said.
So I make a motion to approve, like the word I'm using, the Town of Heath's 2025 warrant for annual town meeting, as well as the operating budget for fiscal year 26.
Article 3. I'll second those motions.
Any further discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. So that was our last appointment. Article, I didn't talk about here. What else we got?
I think we're done.
I think we went through everything on other business. We went through mail.
We did added.
Oh.
We did the extra items. Did we forget something?
No.
Oh.
I just have an additional question.
Sure.
Some years I've prepared like a sheet with additional explanations for
oh, yes.
You guys.
Of course we do. For
so,
us?
Yeah.
If questions get asked,
oh,
little notes,
I don't,
like all this stuff.
I don't
like
remember a cheat sheet from last year.
I don't care what the cheat sheets.
I will welcome one. I don't remember one from last year.
Well,
just a little reminder that we always talk about.
Still very overwhelmed.
Probably.
Okay, so.
And then you have to use the wing it technique. I do that a lot.
It was all about the school amendment last year, too, I remember. That was where my head was out.
Okay.
Didn't even really need to be.
Well, we had to read that statement that we had written.
Yeah.
And that was.
So I'll prepare something related to.
Bullet points. We don't need full sentences or any of that silliness.
No, and I, you know, if somebody else is supposed to explain it, like all the educational stuff for FERCOG, I will not.
Well, just put on it. FERCOG.
Right. Who's going to respond to
yeah,
these
so we know.
Okay.
Just make a note.
So we know who to go
for.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so Tyson's going to talk about all the highway related items and the truck. And then we'll fill in for that too.
Yeah.
And you said someone was going to speak to the meals if they need to from the senior center.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to talk to the opioid.
Oh, sure.
You seem to be the opioid. And unless Board of Health has anything they want to add, they can speak. Budge will speak at the schools is also.
Yep. FERCOG will be here to speak to theirs.
The rest are pretty much straightforward.
They really,
right. Really,
not
I mean, it's the same thing they've seen
it's
inside and out.
Much all the same.
Right.
It's very
you know,
tame.
The one thing that may, well, my guess is would raise some discussion would be the late bus, since Finance Committee voted to not recommend it.
Well, then the Finance Committee can speak to it.
Right, they can speak to it. But then some people may say, okay, and select board, why are you recommending it? So
well,
just,
because
just
because of the discussion we had last year about
right.
how important it is.
We still believe in extracurricular activities.
Right. I was a FinCom member who did
voted.
Not vote against it.
Correct.
I was holding out some sort of belief. I didn't have hard evidence of it, but we were told last year that the distribution of students among the three towns was approximately equal,
yeah.
justifying one third for each. What it is this year, I don't
yeah.
know.
I mean, I know.
Does it matter?
Robin reminded me, and I wrote myself a note. I'm going to.
Correct.
See
it could be one kid. It could be 20 kids.
And I did put something on All Around Heath, just asking if there are families that take advantage of that service.
Oh no! Did you get anything back?
Not yet. I actually just did it this morning because I had
oh,
well. As I was
that's
going
okay.
through my notes, I was like, "Oh, that was something I was supposed to do." No,
that's okay. We get time.
So,
I mean, it's up to the people who show up.
Right. It's not up to us. It's up to what the voters want.
It is an additional cost to the town. So, all right. So next week we'll.
Can you talk about what happens the rest of May?
Next week we will talk about buildings, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Buildings. You have a poll hearing.
We do.
Yep, you do.
We actually have a formal poll hearing from.
Yes, but don't panic. It has nothing to do with Avery Brook Road. It has nothing to do with the 1018W1 project.
Okay.
It has to do with they need to install another utility pole down it by our bridge.
Oh.
Our bridge down here.
The one with things that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's all it has to do.
Okay. The wires need to be attached what? To it. I mean,
well,
like.
There will be oh,
things that we have to pay for.
I don't know.
I hope it's not. One of the quite well, we can talk about it next week. But one of the questions, just in case I'm not here, is if they're going to put a different pole, and it's something that, it's, in other words, if our fiber's like this and they want to put another pole out here, our fiber's not going to reach it. So that's a question that needs to be asked. Because then we then we're talking
it's,
about.
Well, you'll be here. Oh.
No, it's kind
school.
Of. I've seen the drawing and it's kind of in the row.
Okay.
Just remind me what I need to ask.
Yeah. Well, they're probably going to be here, but.
Remember, we're feeding
quite down. Right. Fiber optic does not stretch.
No, it doesn't stretch. And it doesn't. It doesn't. Even if you're like a lot of times, they'll put a cable from a pole to reach to where the cable, where the wire is. Even that is not really any good because fiber, if you bend it more than a certain amount, it, you start to get lost on the fiber. So it's just something that needs to be, we just need to make sure ahead of time with that.
What time is that, Thelma?
Yeah, what time is that?
5:10.
Oh, that's early.
Oh, okay. Because if it was later, I was going to say we probably shouldn't start till later because we don't have a ton of stuff.
That's fine.
But 5:10, that's perfect.
We're on elder duty.
Yeah.
So we'll do the poll hearing. And then we'll maybe talk about some buildings and whatever other things that absolutely have to
be. It could
be
a quick ATM, last
quick
minute ATM.
Right. Other than
yeah,
that,
I'll
nothing else.
Talk to Bob and I can come up here, deal with that.
So we can be
refreshed.
Ready for ATM.
Okay.
And then we'll pick up after that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
wait,
with the new select board.
The bigger part.
Well, we'll be a new select board.
Yes, it will be a new select board, even though it'll be the same bodies.
Right.
A new term of the current select board is a more appropriate.
There needs to be a breaking point at some point.
There will not.
Anything else for the meeting? Or are we
so, yes, I just want to understand our schedule for May. So we're going to take the 13th off. I mean the 20th, and then are we going back to every, like,
what?
But, no, I'm just smiling about we're taking the
Oh, okay.
off.
Yes, then we'll take a little break and go every other week.
And then we're going to go every other week.
Oh,
does
yes.
anybody?
Yeah,
okay. So I guess we'll set June when next after ATM?
Yeah, so we'll meet the, the 20th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just said?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so everybody, yeah. How about next week, one of the things we'll do is we'll put together our
summer schedule.
Summer schedule,
that would
yeah.
be really helpful.
So that everybody have an idea of when you're gonna be away and not.
Yeah,
summer.
Already got it.
And then we can do that next week.
Great.
Motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn at 7:06.
I will second that motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.